Last year, RNIB set up a dedicated team to deal with the increasing number of blind and partially sighted people contacting it about problems claiming PIP, personal independence payments, and also employment and support allowance, ESA. In the year 2017 alone, the RNIB supported 861 blind and partially sighted people in challenging the DWP's decisions about their PIP and ESA cases. This cost RNIB over £500,000, and a similar amount is estimated for this year. RNIB is now calling in an open letter for the DWP to ensure the PIP and ESA assessment and decision-making processes are fair for blind and partially sighted people, and also make the PIP assessment process accessible, taking into consideration the individual needs of the population. Here to tell us more is Richard Holmes from RNIB. Richard is the Parliament and Public Affairs Manager. Richard, thanks very much for joining us. As we say, RNIB has sent an open letter for the DWP. The letter says people are having their hearts broken. Decisions are causing real hardship and distress, aren't they?
Yes, hi, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about this. I'm afraid they are. As you said in your intro there, we've had to set up a dedicated team to provide this level of support, and the numbers are staggering in themselves. If you think that's one organisation, RNIB, so you can think of the numbers who will be contacting other organisations locally and nationally, and of course, worst of all, people who aren't making contact with an organisation and therefore aren't receiving this level of support. So we do know it's causing hardship and distress, and we do know that now is the time to take action.
I think you know as well, Richard, from evidence that you've heard from people contacting the headline, that many are having their claims refused wrongly as well. And there are an awful lot of claims of poor assessment and those actually doing the assessments not understanding sight loss itself and really the impact of sight loss.
Absolutely right. The two parts to that, really, the assessment and decision-making process are obviously linked. If an assessment is poorly undertaken, that greatly diminishes the chances of a person receiving a successful and appropriate decision. So we're aware that decisions are being taken too quickly, perhaps too many decisions are being taken in the same day and evidence is being pushed together. And I think most specifically and most concerningly of all, that specific information relating to a person's eye condition is not being taken into account from an ophthalmologist, for example, is not being given due consideration. So there's a lack of empathy, clearly, but also a lack of specific understanding and awareness amongst those who are doing the assessment. So again, if that isn't being done correctly, the chances are greatly diminished of a successful outcome in the process. That decision making.
Give us an example, Richard, if you can, of the sort of things that people are saying and really their emotional reactions when they come on to RNIB and they're looking for help.
That's a really important point about how people respond to this. We've been told that how difficult it is for people to answer some of the questions, even when they're being helped by a family member. And they say how much more difficult that would be if they were giving that information to a stranger. But that in itself is a telling example, because what happens if a person isn't able to get support and help with an inaccessible application? So the whole process is causing people problems, right from the commencement with being sent a print application form, having to find someone to help them fill in that form, a family member, ideally, or support from an organisation. So people are finding that frustrating. That's right at the start. So imagine the stress and distress that is caused further on once the process starts to fall apart, so people have told us about, lack of understanding of the information that is presented from a medical point of view. And that has been shown in the report that goes to decision that information has not been given consideration. So people have been telling us that they've got the information, they've got the support, but it's just not being taken note of. So there's all sorts of failings within the system which people are coming up against, right from the commencement when they're invited, in quotation marks, to apply for PIP and receive the application process, right through to the final decision.
So as you say, there's all sorts of failings there. There seems to be all sorts of problems and obstacles in the way of people that RNIB are really representing. RNIB, as we say, has written this open letter to the Department of Work and Pensions, the DWP. What really does RNIB want as regards the PIP assessments?
Well, we've written this unconventional letter, as you mentioned, which is linking in with Valentine's Day and talking about the need to talk and to re-establish our working relationship in a productive manner. So we've tried to take that sort of slightly innovative approach to try and cut through a lot of the problems about getting through to the right decision makers, which is clearly part of the process. What we're asking for is two specific things. One is the assessment process is fair, and I've made reference to how that can be made more fair. And the second part linked to that is how specialist assessors need to work with blind or partially sighted people at the assessment process, so they understand what a person's saying when it comes to answering particular questions, but as important, they understand the significance and relevance of information from eye specialists. So that information all fits together and all is included in the final report that goes to decisions. So we're asking people to take an action to make these points to their Member of Parliament and then in turn to government. So it's an ongoing process, but highly relevant as everybody will eventually move from disability living allowance to PIP. So there's a lot going on. It's all very timely.
And of course, as we say, it's not only a lot of people losing the potential amounts of money that they've been receiving before or looking for new financial support as well, but it's costing RNIB an awful lot of money as well, because you say in the letter it's clear that PIP assessment and decision-making processes aren't working and reform is needed.
Yes, and it's costing us money, which could clearly be used in other areas. It is a frustration for us, but the hardship to the people concerned, that's the real problem. And as I said, the numbers who are coming to us can be expected to be much greater overall. And where are people going who can't get that support? So I think we're almost being used as a means to try and make right a broken system. The system's broken. RNIB is able to help people get their appropriate rate at the point of this appeal or review, but the system being broken means that's the case. If it were working properly, we'd much rather be doing other things with that, with our scarce resources. And as I said, more importantly, we don't want people to ringing us up with distress about a system where they're entitled to receive benefits and the system is working against them and preventing them either receiving the benefit or receiving the correct level of that benefit.
As you say, Richard, yeah, really it's a case of RNIB being left to pick up the pieces, and it's the human cost involved as well. Basically, if anyone's listening to this and they realise it's a kind of situation that they're in or they might be facing soon, RNIB is there to help. That's the message coming out, and you're trying to exert pressure on the government and the ministers and the DWP to actually realise the situation and act.
Two things there. One is people are having problems, experiencing problems with their benefit claim, please call the helpline for advice and support. The second, more specific point is around the campaign action that we've launched on our website, rnib.org.uk, Act on PIP. And that is a letter that people send to their MPs, making the two points that I referred to earlier on, but crucially asking their Member of Parliament to contact DWP. So there's a sense to cut through some of the points that you asked me earlier on, actually, about are we getting through? Is our message getting through? Well, now is the time when we can really push that message through by people taking this campaign action. So I would urge everybody to do this, because everybody on disability living allowance will move on to PIP and currently will go through this broken assessment process.
Well, Richard Holmes, we wish you luck with it, indeed, with this campaign. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Many thanks. Cheers.